We will read together in John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why did you invite me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars. The kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servant, "Fill the jars with water," but they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now, draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from. So the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom and sighed and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs to which he revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. The two words of today's message is in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. "And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness and planting of the Lord to the display of his pleasure." So we will listen to the word of God through the title, "A Witness for God." In Isaiah 61, he said one more time, "And provide those trees in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness and planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." We have been the chosen to be a witness of Christ. Are we the kind of oaks of righteousness that God planted? There's a story about a young couple about to get married. And when they do rehearsal, and afterwards, the bride talked to the pastor, saying, "Dear pastor, I feel afraid just because tomorrow is our wedding." And the pastor asked, "Do you really love your husband to be?" And she said, "Yes, I love him very much. And because of that, I'm still very afraid. When I think about tomorrow, I officially become his wife. I feel very afraid. I think that I'm not ready to be his wife." And the pastor talked to the bride, "Tomorrow, I have a special message for you tomorrow." And afterwards, he talked to the best man. "Can you help me tomorrow? You can read a verse from the Bible for me." And the best man said, "Yes, I can do that, pastor. And so I want you to know this by heart without reading from the Bible. So you have to know this by heart and read it aloud tomorrow. And you can raise your hand and declare, 'This is the heart of the bride,' to get the word of God out." And that word is 1 John chapter 14, verse 18. It says, "There is no fear in love, But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And this is the verse that this specimen will read in front of the audience. The next day, at the time of the ceremony, the pastor invited the best man to read out loud the word of God. And he would, with a loud voice, declaring, "Today we will hear the word of God." This is the true heart. Is this confirmed like this? There is no fear. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is function. All the congregation, the pastors, were so restless, were so ashamed, didn't know what happened. The reason is that the passage was in 1 John 4:18, and this best man has remembered to read just John 4:18. And it just creates a very sad situation. In our life, what we say when we express in our life to others, do they express the role of a witness of God or not? Or maybe sometimes we say something that we are not prepared to say. Or many times we are facing situation that is so precarious, just like in this story of this wedding that we have just heard. We will first pray for guidance in the title, A Witness for God. How can we be a good witness for God? Let's all pray. Dear our Heavenly Father, we thank you not because of your love. We are not worthy before you, but we have the opportunity to be a witness for you. May we understand where we are, our position, because in our lives, may we be equipped to be a witness for you. Anything we say, anything we express is the one that God wants us to say, not by our own flesh. Maybe sometimes we can make God ashamed of ourselves. May your word this morning to teach us. May you guide into your truth, into your word, so we can be a witness that our decision changes. Release this hour up. May you enter into each of our hearts to worship you. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three topics we want to share with you. First, to have a witness, we have to have trust and faith. The second point, to be obedient as a witness of God. And third, is to know the glory of God. It's the first point. And we will sequentially share about each topic. Witness is someone who has faith. Jesus and his apostles is present at a wedding in Cana. And Mary, Jesus' mother, is also there. Cana means possession. It's a rich city. It's plentiful. And in the north of Galilee, some people say, if you live in Cana, you may have everything that you desire. You can become someone that you desire to become. You can go anywhere. If you live in Cana, You don't have to worry about anything outside of Canaan. You will not be dependent on anyone because everything is self-contained. The money is in the bank for you. If you live in Canaan, you will also have more money than you need. All these observations, Canaan is a very rich city. The economic condition, the temple for, can satisfy all the desire of the people living there. But here, the wedding happens in the family, have a wedding, but they are running out of wine. According to Jewish custom, to prepare this wedding, the wedding will last 7 days. And during this time, the family of this couple must prepare all the food and all the drinks for the guests. And they must ensure that in the 7 days, there must be enough for all the guests. If the family that are lacking in the food for the drink or any other item that needs to be prepared, then this is something shameful to the family. The situation that everybody will laugh at, and somebody would say, in this situation, they will punish because they do not respect the wedding guest. But this is a sign that maybe the couple may not have happiness in the future if this condition occurs. The wedding at Cana that Jesus attended with his apostle, as in the situation that the wine has run out. Maybe this home has a relationship with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And Mary also was invited. And we see that because Mary is concerned, maybe she has a relationship with this family. Mary said to Jesus, they run out once. And if this is something not related to Mary, maybe Mary didn't say that to Jesus. And because this is a home of a relative to Mary. And so Mary has a concern for this family. And Mary said to Jesus, they run out of wine at this time. And we see how Mary addressed Jesus. Mary didn't command Jesus to do something. She just presents the situation of the family. And the way Jesus answered Mary is also strange. The word of Jesus said, he called her woman. This is, what does this have to do with me? My time has not come. And the question and answer, there is some strange relationship. But through this conversation, we can study, learn from Mary of her faith. What if Mary said to Jesus, why has run out? Because Mary hoped that her son to express himself and as Cana, maybe in an opportune time, when the family is in this present situation, Jesus can express himself is a messenger from God. But the answer of Jesus did not talk to Mary as a mother, a son to a mother, but the name calling of Mary is a woman for the name calling. In the old translation, old woman. And I feel like this is some disrespect of Jesus to her mother, his mother. And we don't understand why did Jesus use this name calling to Mary. But Mary is there. she understood the truth. Here is the word of God from Jesus. When Jesus presented the situation, she did not demand. She could present the truth of the family situation. It's different than the sister of Lazarus when he was buried, and they told Jesus, "If you were here, Jesus, my brother would not have died." And mother of Jesus, Mary, did not demand, but she just lifted up a burden of the family to Jesus. And when they ran out of wine in this wedding, this is a shameful thing for the family. This is a time when the guests can be complaining, and maybe all the bride and groom would not have a happy marriage life in the future. Mary just presents the situation of the family. They run out of them. According with respect to Mary, she has a faith in Jesus. When Jesus was just born, of course, Mary could not forget the time that she gave birth to Jesus in the manger, and there are shepherds came and recounted that they have heard the angel. And this angel said to the shepherds, "Today in the town of David is born a Savior, the Lord the Christ, the Messiah." These words confirm that the child in Mary's womb, that this is from the Holy Spirit. And Mary confirmed her faith through her remembering of things that had happened when she gave birth to Jesus. And when Jesus grew up, 12 years old, first time in the temple, there Jesus remained. So Joseph and Mary is trying to return back to her home, their hometown. When they found Jesus in the temple, they saw Jesus among and used the word of God to address people there, and nobody understand where this wisdom come from. And the Bible says, Mary remembered these things in her heart. And when she was small, Jesus has remembered all these, recognized that this is a special son. Is born in Jesus. Is the one messenger, is the savior of the world. Mary does not know when this Jesus mission will begin. And now she is 30 years old. After so many years caring for Jesus, maybe this is the time that Jesus can express himself. And now Mary presents the situation to Jesus at this wedding. If Jesus can provide the word, this is the time they can recognize this is the Son of God. In Mary's heart, Jesus had not performed any miracle. Maybe Mary can use the money to buy the wine somehow, but there's no money ready for that in Jesus. Mary does not know how Jesus will manage. If Jesus can manage, maybe can create some faith in the people at Cana. To allow the guests there to know Jesus, if Jesus can manage this. But Jesus answered to Mary, "Let Mary come to a different conclusion." Maybe Mary wasn't present at the time when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. At that time, there is a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved son. I am well pleased." And the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove on him, Jesus. Maybe Mary was not at the time when Jesus called the first disciple, an apostle, and there was Peter, John, and James, Nathaniel. They left everything behind to follow Jesus. When Nathaniel saw Jesus, and when he became his apostle, he said that, "Dear Rabbi, you are the King, the Son of God." Maybe Mary didn't know all those events. However, in this situation, she recognized that this person in front of her is not just her son anymore. It is God. Because Jesus said, "Woman, the name calling." This is the noun to say the first time. And this is the name calling that Jesus uses at that time at the end of his life on the cross. Woman is a name calling when Jesus was on the cross. This name calling caused Mary to understand that Jesus is no longer a son only of Mary that she cares for him. But now, this person in front of her, it is a messenger from God to come become a savior to the world. This name calling woman caused that Mary now, the mother's responsibility with Jesus has ended. Then Jesus has the new responsibility to carry out the mission. And Jesus said, "My time has not come." When Mary knows that Jesus began the mission, Mary said, to say with her faith, how does Mary know what Jesus will tell the servant? She doesn't know what Jesus will tell the servant, but she told the servant, very short, it expresses her faith in the name person Jesus. And this is what she said. "Do whatever he tells you." Mary said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Just like a blank piece of paper that we send to God, so God can fill out whatever God wants us to carry out. When we are a witness of God, it's a life that we can act according to God's will. We don't know what God will tell us to do. Mary does not know what Jesus will tell the servant. However, the word of faith from Mary to impact an impact on the servant at that time. Do whatever he tells you. Do exactly what he tells you. Her faith in Mary and Jesus has an impact on the servant there at that time. When we have a true faith in God, our words have an impact on others who listen. When we understand, we can be obedient to the word. And this is the secret of a blessed life of the believer. Dear congregation, have we lift up our situation to God, knowing exactly that we should be obedient to what God tells us? How Jesus began his mission at the wedding, first wedding, but Jesus will complete with a wedding in heaven. He began his mission from the wedding at Cana. He will complete his mission by a wedding in you chose us. You and I. We are not invited to the wedding at Cana. We did not have that chance at that Cana. But you and I, we are guaranteed we will be invited to the wedding of Jesus in the new Jerusalem. To be recognized that we are the witness of God. We are being invited to the wedding of the Lamb in the new Jerusalem. And what we say, what our expression is something that can have an impact on the people listening. The word of Mary is very short. Do whatever he tells you to do. It expresses her faith in Jesus. It expresses her heart that this is the one who sent by God. And in this time, in his own time, all that Jesus said is very important that we, when we put faith in Jesus, must have the responsibility to carry out. May we understand this is our own decision. This is expressing our faith, just like Mary has expressed her faith in Jesus. When we are a witness to God, we have to express our faith to Jesus. There is no more clear than expression than we say, do whatever he tells you. The second point to become a witness of God is to be obedient. Your faith in Jesus touched the servant at that time. Jesus told them, fill the jar with water. There are 6 jars, stone jars, to hold water to use as a ceremonial washing. And these sort of waters are empty now. And normally it would hold 20 to 30 gallons. So together, 6 jars would have like 180 gallons. And here, Jesus said, fill the jar with water. And the Bible says, so they filled them to the brim. The servant didn't know who Jesus was. The role of Jesus at the wedding, they do not know. But according to Mary, do whatever he tells you. Mary said to the servant, when Jesus said, fill the jars with water, they filled them to the brim. They obey Jesus. They do it with all of their heart. When Jesus said, fill the water, and they feel to the brim. Not just almost full. Not just more than half full. It's enough. But Jesus said, feel the jar, and they feel them to the brim. Their attitude to become a witness, that person must do with all their hearts, according to what Jesus is telling us. After they fill up the brim, Jesus said, draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. And the scripture says, and they did exactly what Jesus said. This is a wonderful faith of the servants. They did not question. They did not hesitate. Because they know this water that they filled is only water. Now, if we bring the water to the banquet mistress, then maybe they will be complaining. They will be scolded. They may not participate as servants at the banquet if they just bring water. We did warn Jesus, not for them. They were thinking if they would tell him to bring the words of Master of the banquet, we will be thrown to Jesus. But Mary has an impact on the server. If short has entered into their heart, the servant's heart, and they obey Jesus, they understood. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Because God has taught about obedience in the Old Testament. They don't know Jesus. But because of Mary, at that time, they recognize that this Jesus is a special guest. We don't understand, but Jesus can resolve all of our needs. They took the water and gave it to the banquet master. Water become wine at some point. We don't know when. Whether it's from the time they pour the water into the jar or from the time they bring it to the banquet master. But the principle is that the miracle occurs when there is obedience. When you and I know how to obey God, that's the time when miracles can happen. And here, they did not put trust. They had not witnessed any miracle. They did not pose any questions to Jesus. They just took the water to the master banquet. But Mary said, if you tell things, do whatever Jesus tells you. With all of her faith, has an impact on the hearts of the servants. God did not perform miracles according to what we wish, but God will perform miracles based on what God wants us to do. We may not receive according to our wish, but we always receive blessing of God, and that blessing is satisfy our very own need. When the servants bring this water to the master of the banquet, and he tasted it, and he was surprised, because he tasted a very fine wine. He had to approach the bridegroom and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guest, and then he must go bring. But you have saved the best till now. Dear congregation, from the bridegroom, from the master of the banquet, from the family, from the guests, they did not know what Jesus has done. But there is one thing for sure, that is the word that Jesus has performed this miracle when they tasted. Jesus, the choice is wine. The obedience of the servant has brought a fruitful outcome. Our obedience, complete obedience, will bring value to others around us. And the servants, they are common people in this wedding. They could not compare to the guests, with the bride and groom. Those are the people, the special. They are a principal concern of everyone at the banquet. And then the guest has a highly position in society or invited. They have certain value to them. But of the servants, to be a servant, a lowly people of the wedding, but the Bible told us, and because of their obedience, they bring the difficult situation into a happy situation. If they were hesitant, they were afraid, they could not carry the water to the banquet happened that did not please the family. The guest would complain. And maybe the jar still remained empty with just water. The obedience has changed. The obedience has come because the miracle happened according to the obedience of his servant. He didn't know when Jesus turned water into no water. They didn't know how. But all they know that this is the fine one in your life and my life. When we share the blessing, how God has blessed us, they don't know when the blessing has come into our life. How it has happened. But we need to see that the fruit of a changed life. Dear congregation, what do we show? The changed life. Others can be surprised. They don't know how a believer could have peace before this current situation. How can we have joy in persecution in the same situation? When we can praise God to feel happy, when we give away what we have to others, to help others, share with others, they wouldn't understand how a believer could be quiet when we were condemned. There are many things that God can perform in our life. They don't know how a changed life happened, but they must see that this is a miracle in our life. Those are the choices one. We have these fine ones so that we can share with others in our life. There is a story about a train station, a woman crossing the street at the London station. An old man came to stop her and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, I want to thank you." And this woman was surprised. "You thank me? What for?" And he replied, "Yes, ma'am. I used to be a ticket collector. And whenever you went by, you always give me a cheerful smile and a greeting. I knew that smile must come from inside somewhere, deep within your heart, very different to with the smile of others. It made me very warm. It made me very happy when I see the smile on your face." Then one morning, you also greet me that day, and that day I saw a little Bible in your hand. And so I went out and bought one too. And I have read it. And from there, I found Jesus. Dear congregation, just a simple smile on our face, just a short expression of our words, does it have enough impact on others to recognize we are the witness of God? The key word says, God provides those who grieve in Zion to be set on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy becomes mourning, and a garment of praise to set our spirit of the spirit. They will be called oaths of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for display of his splendor. We think our value would be called the righteousness of God. The plant to display God's splendor. Whatever blessing we have, so that to glorify our God. Do we see our Lord as a witness of God to glorify God? The third point we would share with you. Witness is someone to know the glory of God. In verse 11, this is the first miracle that Jesus performed. This is the first miracle in the mission of Jesus. But this is not the first time God performed miracles. Jesus, this God, has always performed miracles. Has done very wonderful things. From the time of creation, Jesus, of course, with God, created this universe that we witness today by His almighty power. When we committed sin, Jesus and God devised a salvation plan for the human race, and that Jesus must enter into the world, take up the form of a human. And when Jesus becomes and carries the image of a person, He chose Abraham, and from there He created the nation of Israel. And from that people of Israel, Jesus was born. Jesus used Mary. God used Mary to carry. And from there, Jesus was born to destroy sin, the power of darkness. He paid for our punishment to bring us the salvation of the people. God is bringing a crown of beauty itself as oil of joy is the morning, a garment of praise. Because our emptiness becomes filled, because shame into joy. He changed the anxious heart become peaceful. Because the weak become strong. Why? Because they will be called the oath of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. This is the first time Jesus performed miracles at Cana. But Jesus did not do this to make people very famous. When Jesus performed this miracle, not to the guests, to be praised by the guests. Not to win the relatives over, or please the bride and bridegroom. He did the miracle, and the Bible says, in verse 11, so that He can reveal His glory and His disciples believe in Him. He did this sign so that His disciples can understand the true attribute, so that they can confirm His faith in Him. Jesus performed miracles to the believers, the chosen. Each day, we strengthen in faith. Our tendency, when we want God to perform miracles, that is to attract other people toward us, to be known. We regard the miracle of God is the best way to attract other people to come to Jesus. In the Bible, we see that. There are many times the Pharisees or the gentiles ask for a sign But Jesus refused. Why? Why did Jesus refuse? Because he has done so many miracles, but their hearts were hardened. But if there are miracles, it does not achieve God's purpose. When he was in front of the Pharisee, King Herod heard about Jesus, and he was happy to see Jesus because he knew that he would witness a miracle from Jesus. But when King Herod asked Jesus for a miracle, Jesus just remained silent. He did not do any miracle. So King Herod said, you see, Jesus is somebody that is so crazy. The miracle God gave us not just to attract other people to eat to Jesus, to satisfy the curiousness in people's hearts. The miracle is to strengthen the faith of the believer. The miracle here says, it is the first sign to which Jesus refused his glory. There are 6 apostles here at the wedding with Jesus. They are the new apostles. They did not know much about Jesus. Maybe they were thinking just like Jesus is a rabbi, just like even a rabbi. And they followed Jesus just like all the students follow a rabbi, other rabbis at the time. But here, this miracle Jesus did go for resolving the issue of a family at the wedding. But the purpose, not for the family, the purpose of this miracle, because the one chosen by God, Jesus has concern for those people chosen. They have to know the glory of the Lord. They have to confirm their faith to recognize that God is a person. In Mark chapter 16, verse 10, then the devout went out and preached everywhere, Mark chapter 16, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the sign that accompanied it. The apostles didn't work by themselves, but the Lord worked with them. That means even God moved their heart to cause them to go at the place where God wanted them to go. He just teach them what they have to say. And this word, the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the sign or the miracle that accompanied. God, Jesus used these to strengthen the believer's heart with the sign. So we have to have a confirmed faith to be strengthened. Have a faith that brings fruit according to our words. When we have this condition right here in the quarantine, maybe God will perform a miracle. In the near term, maybe we can come together and worship together. I wish that. Maybe you also wish that. But maybe do those wish can strengthen our faith? Or we think it's just a natural happening. Something must happen after the pandemic. So obviously we will come together. We know this coronavirus, the death among the people who contracted this virus, now has come to an end. Is that a miracle? Would that change our faith? Would that strengthen our spiritual life? The miracle that Jesus, because of the believer. There's a story about a physician. He's been called late in the evening back to the hospital to continue serving the need. When he was walking in the hallway of the hospital, and in the semi-dark hallway, there's a man. He went up to him from a room. He said, the doctor didn't know this man, but this man went out with a joyful face and shake this doctor's face. She is going to make it. She is going to make it. She is better. Then, after that, he went his way down the hall. This is somebody that the doctor did not know. And he didn't know what the she referred to. But his attitude showed a gladness in when he was shaken, the doctor, when he turned out of the room. But in his joyful attitude, the physician thought, maybe the patient had some relation with this person who was running out of the hall. And when that person was restored, that's a good news that this person felt so glad. And when he had this good news, he could not be quiet. He could not keep this to himself. And good news is something to be. And now, for you and me, we are the witness of God. We have the good news of God. And now, we have the responsibility, the believers of God. That means we can go out and talk about the gospel to others. All the things that can be fruitful in our lives, that should express that we are a witness of God. With the gladness, with the happy and peaceful in our heart that we have been received to express God's goodness. May we remember the keyword of today. A reminder of us that God has provided that. We have been before a crown of beauty instead of ashes to breathe in Zion. I want to change that God has provided to those who breathe in Colorado Springs to bestow a crown on us. He gave us joy instead of mourning. He gave us a garment of praise instead of despair. And we will be called oath of righteousness, champion of the Lord for the display of his splendor. In death, Jesus is wishing that upon us. Will what you will do, how do we express our attitude in our life to become a worthy witness for God? May the word of God encourage your faith. Let's all pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have changed us. Instead of despair, we have joy. Not of because the crown of beauty instead of ashes. You have regarded us as oaths of righteousness to express your glory to others. From the story of the wedding, the servants to vary. We have learned that express a true faith in Jesus. Express faithful obedience. From there, gladness can become part of the people and the land. We are your witness, Lord. You are expecting us to make and display your glory. May our words, may our way of life to express, may be pleasing and glorifying our God. Please forgive us if we have not fulfilled our responsibility. May we be encouraged and not forget our responsibility. May our life always be according to the Father's will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.